Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had a very powerful interview with the former head of Army Intelligence, General Stubblebine, and his wife, who's a medical doctor. They've been doing their own studying since the last time I had them on about a year and a half ago, and they've come to the conclusion there's a worldwide eugenics extermination program. And I had them on about the fact that George Clooney's making a movie about General Stubblebine, and then they weren't even aware of that and got off into all the other issues, and from their own separate research had discovered what we've discovered. And they were going over the fact that half of the people in the country at current rates will either get cancer that almost kills them or does kill them by the age of 20. In fact, most parents will be outliving their children now as the massive black op is put into high gear. And that dovetailed with them being spot on about New York and other states simultaneously. We've now discovered it's a bunch of states trying to pass mandatory vaccine laws. Other states, Supreme Court of Minnesota just ruled, no Fourth Amendment. Police, anytime they want, will take blood at checkpoints from the citizens. And this is a way to get you ready for forced inoculations. They admit the police cadres have been training since 2002 for forced inoculation, mass roundups, 26,000 preachers trained, giving sermons weekly, telling their flocks to hand their guns in, go to camps, take inoculations, that it's some type of holy sacrament. We told you this, of course, a year and a half before it was declassified and made public. Again, we're very credible, ladies and gentlemen. We know the enemy attack pattern. We're warning you. The compartmentalized police and military don't know what they're part of. Most of the social workers don't. The FBI doesn't. General Stubblebine ran all of Army Intelligence, two-star general, and he didn't know about this till he retired in the 1990s. Former commander of Army Special Forces before that. Combat veteran, multiple wars, and he'll tell you what's really going on when we come back in the next segment. Here's some of the news. Oil prices. George Soros warns that speculators could trigger stock market crash. He's talking about himself. The great oil swindle. How much did the Fed really know? Mike Whitney does an article for Online Journal, and some of the increase, about 30%, according to the experts we've interviewed in the numbers, is from speculation. 70%, roughly, of oil price increase in the aggregate in the last 5 years is dollar devaluation. So that's, in a way, that's a red herring, a canard, a scapegoat, a diversion, a distraction, while Congress grandstands. Parents could face court for letting children try alcohol. In Texas, and at least last time I checked the law, you are allowed to give your child a beer. In Europe, they've always served their children watered-down beer and wine. In Italy, they do, and you actually have less alcoholism in places where they have that. They don't care now, though, if anybody thinks they've seen your child or your child accidentally grabs a beer off a table and drinks it. Your children are gone, and the government will put more than two-thirds of them on brain-rotting psychotropics, hundreds of times worse than alcohol, because they are the criminal group to carry out the murder of our children. As publicly put into official U.S. government policy, 1973, PDDs, and, of course, State Department Memorandum 200. World leaders toned down menu over fears of hypocrisy, part of all of the fake greenhouse footprint emissions where they say they don't fly and they don't eat a lot, and Barack Obama says the government's going to control how much you can eat. They're getting you ready for all of this while not letting you know it's GMO. And so they're going to, it says the Times of London says they're going to eat less at the events to train you that you're not going to be getting food now. All engineered, all controlled. All these stunts, as we told you, they're closing down most of the SUV factories in the country. And see, it's all going to change now. And they openly say your journey towards enslavement will be completed. Senate votes to begin global warming debate. That means, and they'll never tell you what it is, it's a tax. Regulators in your home on a monthly basis. A reign of terror and control. UN chief issues stark food warning, says get ready for millions to starve to death. Bono wants United States of Africa. We already have one. What are you talking about? It's just ultra-massive news and information. I'll be here for 1 hour, 5 minutes. Then Mike Rivero, Richard Cook, Jim Tucker, Jason Berman sitting in as I get ready. to leave.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got medical doctor Rima Labo on the line with us. And, of course, Major General Stubblebine as well. They don't do a lot of radio interviews. They don't really like the mainstream media. They have their own very well-known health website with a lot of powerful and well-documented information. And, of course, General Stubblebine ran different sectors of the Army, ran Special Forces. After that, he was the head of all Army intelligence, two-star general. And, of course, his wife of many years, medical doctor, Labo, is just an amazing lady, and I had him on yesterday, and I guess it got lost in translation because they're down there setting up a research facility down in Panama that I wanted him on about. George Clooney was making a big movie about him, and this was just announced, well, about a week ago, so I wasn't surprised they hadn't heard about it, but then they wanted to move on past that, and I understand why, because so what about Hollywood? What really matters is that they have done research on the globalist eugenics operations, their plan to exterminate 80 to 90% of us. They're carrying this out through soft kill operations. They're carrying this out all over the world. This is happening. So we have Major General Albert Stubblebine III. commanding general of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command. And, of course, before that, he was the head of many different sectors of the Army. And he's also in documentary One Nation Under Siege, where he states that a Boeing 757 airplane could not have crashed in the Pentagon on September 11th and left that 16-foot hole. But that's another issue that we may raise with him some today. But mainly I've got him in the next 50 minutes with us to continue part two, because in an hour we only have about 40 minutes, 45 minutes of airtime to finish up what they were talking about. I want to go first to Dr. Rima Labo, MD, because right at the end she was trying to give out, and I've seen these statistics myself, the government admits these, current cancer statistics versus what they were when she graduated from medical school in 1970 versus what they were in the 40s. I have those numbers. In the 40s, of course, it was 1 in 33 would die of cancer. People only lived supposedly, you know, three more years now, so those, it's not living longer that's doing that. People actually live less long now, because before we had more infant mortality, so they would average that in, but people actually, if you live past the age of 10, on average, you did live longer. So they also cook those numbers. If you look at it, we're not living as long, and cancer's gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 3. Now they're talking about 1 in 2. This is not just toxins in the environment. This is the GMO, the rest of it. But I want her, as a medical doctor, to go over this first and then bring in General Stubblebine from his intelligence background, his military background, kind of reverse engineering what sectors are running this massive black operation against us, which, even though he was the head of intelligence, he didn't know about because it was so compartmentalized on need to know. So we'll get him to explain to us compartmentalization and how that works. Dr. Labo, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Alex.
Get into, you got the floor. Give us the numbers, give us the facts, why from the medical research, why we know this is all skyrocketing, how it's engineered.
First of all, let's understand that cancer is a disease that the establishment does not want to cure. It is the most profitable disease that humankind has ever encountered. Millions of dollars per patient go into the alleged treatment of cancer. There are lots of cures. As a physician using only natural methods, no drugs, people would come to me in extremis. People would come to me who had been told that they had, and I love this phrase, failed conventional treatment. It wasn't that the treatment failed them. It was that they had failed conventional treatment, and they would be told that there was nothing left to do for them, so they were going to die. They'd come to me, as they come to many physicians who practice natural medicine, long after their immune systems had been assaulted terminally, according to the medical establishment, by chemotherapy, which kills people, and radiation, which kills people. And the combination, of course, kills them even faster, but it's so profitable. And they would then be willing to put themselves into the hands of a physician who was going to use natural treatment. And most of the time, these people actually wound up not dying from cancer. They wound up radiantly healthy, because what we did was feed and restore the immune system, whose primary jobs include getting rid of cancers in the body. So when you suppress the immune system with free radicals, and irradiated food gives you just an astounding number of those, and with pesticides, like the pesticides that Codex Alimentarius has brought back, despite the fact that the world has banned them in the Stockholm Convention in 2001, and other toxics, and the fact that many of the pesticides have no upper limits, according to Codex, and when you include hormones and subclinical antibiotics and give the animals vaccines that people eat and use genetically modified organisms, which are beyond deadly both for the environment and for people, put all this together and you have a global immune vulnerability. Then, naturally, cancer is going to develop. You add to this, of course, electromagnetic pollution and the other environmental degradations, and shazam, you've got rising cancer rates. Now, the statistics are horrifying. As I said yesterday when we were talking together, when I was in medical school, and I graduated in 1970 from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, if a child had any kind of cancer other than a malignancy of the kidney called Wilms' tumor. All of the medical students and all of the interns and residents were brought to gawk at the child. Didn't help the kid very much, but it was supposed to be part of our medical
This was
education.
Like seeing a unicorn. This was incredibly
exactly.
rare.
Wow, look at that. Here's a kid with cancer. Wow, that doesn't happen very often. Of course, now what we're looking at, according to the World Health Organization and the Environmental Working Group, is that for children born after the year 2000, in the year 2000 and after, their parents are statistically likely to outlive them. That's a first in human history. Their parents are statistically likely
I want to stop you, doctor, medical doctor. I want to stop you right there, and I've seen all these same numbers. I want listeners to understand she's telling you the absolute truth. Go look it up for yourself. CDC, government admits this, but they don't popularize these numbers. They keep it under a hat. This is evidence of a massive, complete die-off and attack on our population. And then you go read the government documents. They say back in the 30s they were going to carry this out. So we're going to talk about the evidence of what's happened and then the evidence of why they're doing it and how it's engineered by design. And doctor, what you believe is the greatest contributing factor to that. Continue with the numbers.
So thank you, Alex. I want to point out that vaccines, and right now New York State is cooking up a new law that will allow the committee, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, to set the mandatory vaccine schedule for every, I underline the word, every child in New York without any exemptions.
That's right. I've read the bill, and even people writing articles for my website, great folks, don't understand. People are saying in the comment section, oh, I just won't put them in government schools. The bill says everybody. The bill says everybody that they're going to send police coming for your children with the cancer-laden injections.
As they did in Maryland, as where there are exemptions, and as you have pointed out rightly, Glenn Ivey, the state's attorney who perpetrated this atrocity on 2,300 children with compulsory vaccination, including 1,100 who were already fully vaccinated but whose records the school admitted it had lost, Glenn Ivey, as you have said and as we have written, refuses to vaccinate his kids, but it's good enough for poor, undereducated parents to be bullied into. So 2,300 kids were exposed to compulsory vaccination in a courthouse with the judge laughing and saying it was kind of cute. The kids were crying. It was like going to Sunday school. We're talking about institutionalized craziness here.
It is. It's mass psychopathic evil where compartmentalized minions pull the levers of doom only because they're ordered to keep their petty power as they destroy their own future.
I did a little research, and I'll get back to the cancer statistics. I just want to point out that vaccines carry viruses that are known to cause cancer. I'll say that again. Vaccines carry viruses that are known by the companies that make them and the U.S. government and the World Health Organization to cause cancer. And, oh, by the way, hepatitis B vaccine spread HIV in the homosexual community that received it first.
Now, that was all declassified. Now, doctor, give them that number again, that people born after 2000 aren't going to live as long as their parents.
Exactly. And so we're talking about for kids born in the year 2000 and after, one child in two, by the time they reach their 18th birthday, one child in two will either have died of cancer or have been treated for cancer and recovered. So one half of the people born in the year 2000 and after are expected to either be victims or survivors of cancer.
Now, doctor, I've seen those mainline numbers. I don't have them in front of me. Of the half that are going to die or be sick, what percentage is death? What percentage will just be surviving it?
Well, it depends on whether you're lucky enough to avoid chemotherapy and radiation and find your way to somebody who treats you naturally, or whether you're unfortunate enough to be.
But are we talking about 25% of the people right now who were born after 2000 are going to be dead? I mean, is it half of that number?
Well, I would assume that it's more than half because
okay.
There's a dirty little secret in cancer statistics.
Well, stay there. I want to hear about it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It's the ultimate form of dominance.
You can run on for a long time.
When the Romans had trouble beating an enemy like Hannibal at Carthage, they just kill everybody. Normally haul off the young women and children, but kill everybody else. Burn everything down, and then bring in expensive sea salt, back then money, and dump tons of it into the growing areas. And that's what's happening. The globalists say, over 100 years ago, they told their scientists, they said, we want to secure our power forever. We know other empires get overthrown. We believe in science. How can you totally ensure that these elite families will own and run everything? And they said, the answer is dumb everybody down and then kill the majority of them. And then engineer a subspecies to serve you. You may have heard of that in the Eloy and the Morlocks, H.G. Wells. He actually wrote nonfiction books about how they were really going to do that to us. And then all these other top eugenicists wrote about it, the transhumanists. And by the founders, I'm not saying all transhumanists believe this, but the founders did. And they're in control. They're carrying out huge black ops right now. And a lot of cops are listening and laughing. I'm so sad for your child when they die. For God's sakes, just look into who killed your child now before they die. Because, doctor, please continue the statistics. If right around half or more are going to get cancer or die of cancer by 18, government's own numbers, who were born after 2000, how many people listening right now whose children, according to the current statistics and what we're projecting, how many of them are going to have dead children during the prime of their lives?
Well, that's exactly right. That's the question that has to be asked. We're talking about programs. We're talking about mythical benefits that are ascribed to vaccination, for instance. I did some calculations yesterday, and by the time a person reaches 70, under the current advisory committee on immunization practices, CDC schedule, a person who is lucky enough to reach 70, if fully immunized, would have received 197 doses of deadly vaccines. Now, what kind of craziness is that? Of course, it's wildly profitable, and more of these horrors, which cause cancer and other diseases.
Well, here's an example. I know old folks that a doctor that exercised, they had healthy parents before them, but they get a couple flu shots, and they're basically gone. And I've seen the government's own admission that three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Go ahead.
Precisely. So we're talking about now a government schedule, a government-enforced schedule, and it's now law in New Jersey and will become law shortly in New York unless we win this battle. And if you don't plan on winning this battle and you have children, I advise you to move out of the United States. It's that simple. So we're talking about two flu shots in the first year of life, according to the government schedule. These flu shots, 96% of the flu shots on the market contain mercury. Let's be clear about that. They are mercury-containing, formaldehyde-containing, aluminum hydroxide-containing, aspartame-containing, monosodium glutamate-containing.
And again, doctor, they will lie. They will lie and tell you what's out of there. Go ahead.
Exactly. But what they mean is that they got it out of 4% of the vaccine doses. So these vaccines, twice in the first year, and once a year thereafter for the rest of your life. But three vaccines of three flu shots increase by twofold your chances of getting Alzheimer's. My mother just died of Alzheimer's. And although she was aware of the importance of nutrition and health, she has submitted herself to flu shots.
Good
she
God.
Did everything the conventional doctors told her to because it was covered by Medicare and, I'm sorry, by, by Medicare. So we're talking about institutionalized propaganda lies, which is no news to your audience.
But I want to be clear. It's mainstream, back of the paper admitted. You take three flu shots, double your chance. And I've seen other statistics. If you take over 10, it's over. You're going to get it. It is eating your brain.
That's exactly right. Now, on one of your recent pages on your website, you have the University of Calgary film showing how mercury literally eats the neurons of the
brain. For those who don't know, it is an electron microscope showing that of all the heavy metals, it causes electrochemical chain reactions. Other heavy metals just plaque up and only kill what they touch. But like the movie Aliens, mercury just keeps eating through the brain cells. Doctor?
Let's talk about cancer statistics for a moment. We all know the rubric, early detection means cure, for instance, for breast cancer. And everybody has to understand that the October Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Month is a marketing ploy for mammograms and for deadly drugs like tamoxifen.
Stay there, doctor. Medical doctor, Rima Labo, and we've got General Stubblebine, Major General, her husband, about to comment on all this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change, with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen. There are thousands of studies by governments admitting that cell phone use for just a few years more than doubles your chance of just one type of brain tumor, the type that Kennedy now has on the exact side of the head he used the phone on. The frequency pollution, the GMO, according to my research, is the worst. Then the vaccines. Now they want to engineer it into fruits and vegetables, quote, to force the Africans that are ignorant, in their words, and refuse to take vaccines, believing it's killing them. They used to love the white medicine men that came in, the doctors. Now they run in fear. They have to pay off the local military and police to force it. There's all these reports out of Thailand documented where they come and inject the pregnant women with tetanus, and that kills the babies every time. I mean, we're under mass murder attack everywhere. And we're talking to Dr. Rima Labo. She was on with us yesterday, General Stubblebine's wife. She's a medical doctor. General Stubblebine, Major General, is going to pop in just a moment with his analysis from the former head of Army Intelligence about compartmentalization and how they're keeping this project secret from nurses and doctors and others and what he thinks we should do. Also, they're going to plug their website. I'm just really impressed with their analysis. It's dead on with the same info I've got, but she's a medical doctor. He's the former head of intelligence. Bottom line, you're just covering the vaccines alone that we know. Every major vaccine has all these different cancer viruses, known viruses that cause cancer. It's just a reign of terror. And, I mean, everybody I know has got teenagers dying, college kids dying, babies dying of cancer. And Dr. Labo, again, half the people out there who were born after 2000, government's own numbers, are going to die or almost die from cancer by the age of 18. This is a holocaust. And see, it's not just happening in Africa where 40-plus million have died from engineered chemical and bioweapons put into their biosphere. They're doing it to us here, and it's all about how to compartmentalize it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's not just cancer. When we think of Alzheimer's, we think of older people. Well, we're seeing teenagers with Alzheimer's from the toxins in their food, from the aluminum that they're drinking in their cans.
Exactly. Now they're saying 25, 30-year-olds are getting, quote, early onset. We're all going to have it now. It's normal. You were talking about breast cancer.
I was talking about breast cancer, and I was saying that it used to be that survival from breast cancer was defined as 5 years without recurrence. That's not exactly survival. And it used to be that prevention meant actually avoiding cancer. Well, now prevention has been morphed into early detection, which means getting a mammogram, which means exposing yourself to a sixfold increase in your risk of getting breast cancer. Remember, breast cancer and other cancers are highly profitable. So we're talking about propaganda to get women to expose themselves to a cancer-causing procedure called mammography so that then they can take tamoxifen and other cancer-causing drugs at huge expense, such as $1,000 a month per woman for her entire life.
Now,
that's the plan.
Now Doctor, I saw a number last year from the CDC that there had been a sevenfold increase in lung cancer, and even though people have stopped smoking as much, and they said, no, it's women that don't smoke, and then I found all these classes of viruses they've, quote, found that have contaminated, but contaminated means it's an accident, and some, of course, some viruses attack women more than men, some men more than women. Why are we having a sevenfold increase in early onset of lung cancer in women?
Well, most people breathe, Alex, and when they are exposed to chemtrail pollutants, such as fiberglass coated with aluminum, beryllium, viruses, mycoplasma, desiccated blood cells, red blood cells, aluminum, and so on, and these things get into their lungs, or they're unlucky enough to live in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, where nanoparticle urea nitrate plastics are sprayed into the air.
God almighty.
And that, by the way, we believe is a bellwether for what's going to happen to the rest of the country. In California, it's said to control the mythical light brown apple moth, which is not a pest and hasn't even been definitely shown to infest the area, and it doesn't do any harm anyway. We're talking about spraying things that are bound to cause lung cancer, asthma, heart disease, et cetera.
Exactly, and it's also a payoff to the chemical companies while they do it. They claim there was some moth here in Austin. One night I got home at 2 a.m., and this Cessna flies right over my house and is spraying the neighborhood at 300 feet. And I went and Googled it, and sure enough, it said, oh, overnight for the next month they'll be spraying all of Austin. And then I went and looked up the chemical they admitted they were spraying, and it's totally deadly. But expanding on that, and I want to go to General Stubblebine here, Dr. Labo, but getting into the mindset, the black ops that are doing this huge eugenics program, which they admit they're carrying out, but the details are secret, and that they're funding, these monsters doing this, killing, I guess they think they're saving the earth by killing us.
Hello.
Yes, General, I wanted to get your take, since she just handed the phone to you, and you're down in Panama right now. You know, as the former head of Army Intelligence, as the former head of Special Operations, as the former head of Special Forces, I mean, understanding compartmentalization, knowing this is a war they're carrying out against us, A, how do you think they're compartmentalizing it? What sectors do you think are carrying this out? And then B, how do we counter this military globalist attack on us?
Yeah, well, let me go back to the compartmentalization. When I was in the service, each one of the classified programs had a literally a fence around it. And each one of these fences, you couldn't get in unless you were authorized. Okay? So there was a secret set that you were not allowed in unless you had a need to know. Okay, now take a look at the world that we're living in now, the civilian world. You can't put a secret fence around these things. So these things are hidden in plain sight. And if you go to our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, you'll see on there a recent paper that we've done called Connecting the Deadly Dots. Okay? These things are hidden in plain sight. And you got to go to the website and take a look at that. I understand you got it up on your website, too, but you need to look at the deadly dots. For instance, let me just give you a couple of examples. You've got GMOs. The GMOs are untested. They're unsafe. They're unfriendly to nature. Okay? Where do they lead? It's absolutely forbidden. It's against the law in the United States to label a GMO. Why? Why don't they label a GMO? Because they don't want you to know what the hell is in that thing. Okay? What you do know is they've never been tested, they've never been proven to be safe, and yet they're unlabeled and in your food. Then take a look at the drugs. The drugs are, the first thing that the drugs do is poison the enzyme system. So you take a drug, and what you're doing to, with that drug is you're poisoning your own enzyme system. So why would you take a something that's going to poison you? Well, that's what they advertise. They're good for you. No, they're not. They're poisoning your enzyme systems. And besides all of which, you don't need to do it. All you got to do is make sure that your immune system is in good shape. Vitamin C does that. I got cancer. I had prostate cancer. I didn't take any drugs. I didn't take any chemotherapy. Okay? Zero. Okay? And as a matter of fact, my wife, Rima, provided the cure for me, which was largely vitamin C and minerals and vitamins that my body needed to get my immune system back in order. That's the way it should be done, not chemotherapy. Okay? Now, go to vaccines. We've already talked about the vaccines. What we haven't talked about is the Gulf War syndrome. You know, all of the soldiers going into the Gulf War had to have a shot. They had to have their shots. And then they came back and they had Gulf War syndrome. And everybody in the government said, no, 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 it's all in your mind. No, 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 it's you, it's not us. Well, it turns out that the thing that was causing it was squalene that was in the vaccines that they got. What does squalene do? It turns on your immune system. The problem is it never turns off, so it wears out. And finally, your immune system collapses and you're dead, or you are deeply sick.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the anthrax shots and all the rest of it. They admitted later, quote, were contaminated with hundreds of bacteria, viruses, funguses from that plant up at Bioport in Michigan.
That's right. But when did they finally admit it? Long, long after. And after, what, 700,000 of them were infected?
Well, Doctor,
let me point out that every modern vaccine contains squalene. Every one.
And they tell you it's no big deal and, you know, good for you, some of the studies show different. But I would say, and I'm not a medical doctor, just the studies, that compared to some of the viruses and things, it's tame. But expanding on this, general, from a military perspective, running Army intelligence, running special forces, running research, all the posts you've had, you know, Major General, this enemy profile, this enemy attack profile, because you know intelligence, you know, real operations are secret, but their manifestation on the ground is not. And you're right, this is all in plain view. And it's
absolutely hidden in plain view.
So analyzing that, sir, how many people do you think really know what they're doing? How big is this attack profile? If they're going to be killing half the people born after 2000 or close to it, I mean, this is going to get more and more obvious like it is in Africa. I mean, talking about who these people are, talking about how we expose them, how we educate the public. I mean, you understand? I mean, let's talk about the enemy, who they are.
Well, let me answer that. Let me continue with the thought process about the connecting the dots, because you got GMOs, you got poisonous food, you've got
radiating the food, bathing the meats in viruses.
You got the drugs that we've just talked about. You've got Codex, which allows they've allowed the worst pesticides back into the system. They were banned by the entire world, and now they've allowed them back into the system at with no upper limits on the amount of pesticides that they can put in. They they're still struggling over the GMOs. Right now they're permitted, but Europe is fighting it, Africa is fighting it, but then you've got the chemtrails. We've talked about those. You've got the cancer, which we've talked about. We've talked about the spraying. You've talked about the vaccine. You put all of these together, where do they point? They point to depopulation. And oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about war, the war that we couldn't wait to get into. You know, war should be the last choice, not the first choice. And what are we doing? We're killing people right and left with the war. Is that depopulation? You better believe.
Well, State Department Memorandum 200 says engineered famines, engineered wars. Conservatively, we've got more than 2 million dead Iraqis in the last 18 years of total siege. We've got the troops coming back sick by the hundreds of thousands, dying. I mean, this is mass carnage.
You got it. And you got to go to the www.healthfreedomusa.org and take a look at how we've connected these dots. I want to remind people that I think it's on your site too. Sign up for the Health Freedom Alerts. Take the action steps, because let me tell you, Alex, the key to all of this, the key to survival is called truth.
Now, I agree with you, and we need
truth.
We need to eat, you know, truly organic food. We need to stay away from this. We need to get out of major cities where they're concentrating a lot of their spraying, and they're poisoning the major water supplies. Filter the water. That's number one. But listen, sir, I really want your analysis on this enemy, because obviously exposing them is the key. Waking up the cops and military, the enforcers of this who are compartmentalized. I mean, this is affecting them. We're all in this together. And I think it's clear to explain to people in government that 99.8% of government isn't aware of this eugenics operation. We've brought a lot of globalists on, and I'll talk to them during the break, and they'll get really mad when they hear me talk about Endgame, and they're like, oh, my God, you know about this? So they're really getting scared that we've cracked their attack profile. Africa knows. You got all these Nobel Prize winners coming out saying what you're saying. I mean, I see a real clash happening, General, as the real intelligentsia, who isn't part of this mass murder eugenics op, realizes what's happening.
Well, in 2002 and 2003, we had in our medical practice a head of state, and this individual claimed that she knew about a lot of this, and all of us were called useless eaters.
She told
us. And as useless eaters, you didn't belong on this planet.
She told us that that was how she had been raised. And that the time was coming when those of us who were useless eaters, that's 90% of the world's population, would be eliminated because, according to her, we were using up the non-renewable resources that belonged to the master group.
By the way, that is a Adolf Hitler comment, useless eaters. He got it from Lord Milner that ran the big British world roundtable groups, that is our CFR. But Ted Turner said that at a press dinner in 96. And
the phrase actually goes back to 1922, when two German professors proposed killing useless eaters, people who had lives not worth living, who did not contribute to the state or were in any way defective.
Now, I want to explain to the cops, I want to explain to everybody, they're killing you now. When you're dying, at least tell your family we were right. I know you won't listen now, but when the enemy kills you, and as you're trying to suck breaths, Okay? And as you're getting ready to death rattle, at least tell them fight the New World Order, at least for other people. General, a lot of them aren't going to listen, are they?
No. As a matter of fact, it took me a while to wake up. But suddenly the cover was taken off the eyes, and you began to take a look, and you began to analyze, and you began to draw in more information. And the more and more information that you draw in, you suddenly create the picture, which is exactly why we did the connecting the deadly dots.
Yes, and we've got that up on InfoWars.com.
www.healthfreedomusa.org. Sign up for the alerts.
General,
and
final
sure
segment.
That you take action.
And you guys are going at the end of the month to Italy to the Codex Alimentarius. You're going to be reporting for us live from there. We really appreciate you. Listen to me, everyone listening. There's no more time to deny. They're coming with forced injections. They admit it caused all the autism. They're murderers. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This story comes from a history book, Boss Cowman, and helps one understand why once upon a time in America, adultery was an infrequent act. It was in Nevada, 1880, where a ranch couple were living happily ever after until one of the ranch hands incurred a broken leg and was in need of tending to, a job the young wife took to while her husband tended to the open-range cattle. One day, the husband returned from the range, I now quote from the book, quote, "When he got back, he found two notes on the kitchen table, one from his wife, who wrote she found no complaint against him, but she found she loved another more truly. The other from the cowboy saying he had $100 in wages coming, he was taking the team and buckboard in settlement and leaving. Well, the husband saddled a fresh horse, took off, caught up. Then he did something. Killed. No, he did not kill the adulterers, he killed something else. And it's what he did with that something else and what society didn't do afterwards, that's the rest of another untold story. Told at AnotherUntoldStory.com, posted there but a brief time, but if you take time to go there, you'll understand why once upon a time there was little adultery in America.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com, 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Imagine the worst control freak in your life. A greedy, hateful person who hates beauty and youth. Plato is the progenitor of all of this. He said kill the majority of the population. Create a suboid servant class. But now the elite, openly in Wired magazine, Bill Joy, says he went to elite meetings, owner of Sun Microsystems, and they just said they're going to kill everybody. And he said he didn't like that because they got robots. They don't need us anymore. I know a lot of you won't listen. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for you. But I know a lot of you will, and I don't want them to murder your children. They're murdering you. General Stubblebine, we're almost out of time. I want to have you guys on routinely. I want to continue to follow the great info and the document information you have at your Health Freedom USA website. We've got links to that up on Infowars.com right now. We did post your Connecting the Dots, but I'm going to repost that on Infowars and Prison Planet, top of the page right now for folks. I mean, you're right. It is the magnitude of this giant project, but I've discovered it's declassified, that their eugenics projects are bigger than more than a dozen Manhattan projects together. I mean, they admit they've done this. They just won't say what they've done, and now we can find out pieces here and pieces there, that their whole world government's about killing us. And I just commend you for waking up. I mean, over time, I know you've gotten more and more serious about this, and a lot of other people have, too, and a bunch of Nobel Prize winners and others are speaking out saying the same thing you're saying. I mean, I guess that's the good news, Dr. Labo, and, of course, General Stubblebine, is that at least some people are listening now as everyone's dying around us. I mean, at least somebody's waking up.
You know, one of the things that we do, the Natural Solutions Foundation, which runs the healthfreedomusa.org website, one of the things that we do is find solutions. So we found the solution to codecs that any country can use to avoid WTO sanctions and save its people from the degraded food supply. And then we took the show on the road, and we visit heads of state and ministers of health in the poorest countries and the developing countries of the world, and we say, hey, Codex is going to kill you for the benefit of the multinationals and the elite. And they say, we know. What can we do about it? So we tell them. We tell them that they need to follow the Codex two-step program, and people can buy the book that we give to ministers of health and heads of states and Codex delegates called the Codex e-book. It's on our site, www.healthfreedomusa.org.
Okay. In closing,
Sure.
In closing here, you guys are going to Codex. Just tell us.
Well, we are. If people send us money, we need their donations.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly hope that happens. I know you've gone to a lot of these events, and we appreciate everything that both of you are doing. Do you think
Thank
the New
you.
World Order is getting concerned that people are now facing the true horror and admitting what's happening?
Concerned? They meet us with guns when we attend their meetings. Us, the two of us.
Oh, tell folks what happened.
We arrived at the Codex meeting in Rome last year, 2 years ago, and we signed up, and suddenly two armed guards were standing behind us, and they escorted. They wouldn't let us. There were plenty of seats in the main auditorium, and we were public observers and authorized to sit in the public part, and they escorted us up to the fourth floor balcony and stayed
on air-conditioned Rome,
and
July.
And they stayed there and made sure, even if we went to the bathroom, there was a guard that accompanied us. And they would not allow us to meet with the delegate. However, the Nigerian delegate wondered what was wrong. We told them. They said, fine. They set up a picnic across the street in the open area, and we met with the delegates over across the street.
I'll tell you what, 70-second break. Hold on, 70-second break. This is too important. Stay there. We're going to come right back. I want you to finish that story, General, and you as well, Doctor. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.